to Being Mindful, the radio show where we discuss issues relating to our quality of life as Christians. This is Being Mindful, Being Mindful 3.0. And those of you who have been regular listeners here at on PHBC Radio over the last 3 years, I'm sure you will know Being Mindful as a show. And we have had we've done all sorts of things on this show over the last 3 years, and we've had Being Mindful 1, and we discussed all sorts of stuff around mental health and well-being, and then we took a break for a while, and then in 2022 we brought it back again and took a break for a while, and we are back on air. Now, when I say we are back on air, as you know, with every Being Mindful show, there's always been more than one presenter. There's always been more than one host in the studio. So my name is Digi, and I am your host here on Being Mindful. But I'm joined in the studio by two other people this time. Previously, it's been one. Being Mindful one, I will call that. We'll have one other person, Sumi, who did a great job, I think. And then Being Mindful 2, we had Maxine, who did a fantastic job. So no pressure on these two people who are with me in the studio now. From good job to fantastic job, would you please introduce yourself? And I'll start with you.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Lillian Larty, and I'm going to be co-hosting the Be Mindful radio show. And I'm looking forward to the topics that we'll be discussing over the coming weeks.
Fantastic. welcome. And?
And my name is Noma Ikwe. And yeah, I am also a support cast member to the Beam.
Really?
Co-anchor.
Co-anchor, co-host, support. I love the way you start with support. Don't let me start talking about your role in PHBC Radio. All right. So welcome, those of you who are listening. We always encourage you, those of you who've been listeners of the show previously, we always encourage you to join in the conversation. By all means, you know, if you're listening on PHBC radio app, there's a button, there's a section there that says contact the studio. Just click on that, tap on that, send in your contributions, your questions, whatever it may be, your comments. We would always love to hear from you as the discussion goes on. But today is primarily about an introduction. So what is Being Mindful 3.0? I mean, what's the vision? What are we doing here, ladies? Talk to me.
Okay, so I would say, having listened to past episodes, I think it's about inspiration. I think it's creating a safe space, which is a very popular, you know, phrase now, but it actually has meaning, where people could just share what's on your mind, and then also not feel alone. I think that's the point, is having conversations that make people feel like they're actually not alone in whatever the struggle is or whatever the challenges are, and hopefully providing some sort of guidance as well. So that's what it means for me.
Lillian?
For me, it's about helping, well, those of us who are Christians, to know how to do life. Because we know how to do church. We know how to show up at church. We wear the clothes, the shoes, we do the hair, we do the face, etc. But then when you go home...
Just like me, you know? I mean...
doing the hair.
Yeah, my hair. I mean, it takes me so long. Yesterday was about 20 minutes, you know, to get this hair just right.
Stop it.
Anyway, you continue, please.
So, as I was saying before, I was interrupted.
Rudely interrupted.
I'm glad you said that. So how we do life outside of church, when we're in our homes, when we're at work, in everyday life, you know, we're going to be bringing topics that are real, you know, reality, and maybe topics that Christians kind of avoid talking about, but need to be discussed, need to be brought to the forefront. So I'm looking forward to that.
I think you know, you've hit the nail on the head when you said some topics that Christians avoid. You know, there are things out there, And I think, when you say topics that people avoid, that Christians avoid, and I think sometimes the reason we avoid it is because perhaps it's a challenging one, it's a tricky one. Mm. Something like politics. Mm. How do we as Christians, how do we navigate politics? You know, because politics can be quite polarizing, mm-hmm. can't it? And I think something like that, you know, is that the sort of stuff that you had in mind? What sort of things did you have in mind, topics-wise?
Topics like, we mentioned we're going to talk about parenting, but topics like, you know, should you go to parties as a Christian? Should you smoke as a Christian? Should you drink? Should you live with someone before you get married as a Christian? Those sort of meaty topics, you know?
Yeah.
That, yeah. You know, Christians are not really sure about, and they're kind of like, do I not? Mm. Say, for example, when it comes to our health, you know, should we go to a doctor? Should we take medication? Should we not take medication? And, you know, do such things interfere with our faith, you know, if we do? So those type of topics.
Or even things like home remedies.
Yeah.
Do I just do everything my doctor says?
Mm-hmm.
Do I just do everything my doctor says, you know?
And not pray about it.
Yeah.
Because I know many Christians who have health conditions. They'll go to the doctor quite happily, listen to what the doctor is instructing them to do, but they won't pray about it.
Mm.
And there are many Christians who will only pray about it and totally disregard what the doctor said and say, no, the Holy Spirit will heal me by himself. You know, my faith alone is sufficient.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, to be honest, I feel like there's, because there are things that are not, like these examples that we've given, because there's not any chapter, this verse, this of it in the Bible, so it's almost like gray areas, so to speak, so it's not definite, and, but definitely I feel like, you know, when the Bible says that God is not the author of confusion, so if one, what is applicable here for this person as a Christian definitely is also applicable here, because I don't believe that God has, you know, what word am I looking for? You know, like, this is just unique to you and this is unique to you. Mm-hmm. So I do feel like just it's important to just be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit, like we've touched on, because it can be very confusing, you know, it can be very confusing, even in terms of even relationships, like when Christians are dating, for example, what is allowed and what is not allowed, you know, there's, you know, so, okay, we're not going to do this, but we can do that, you know, those kind of gray areas things. So yeah, it's important to have those kind of conversations to actually know.
Where are the guidelines?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Wow. So, parenting, politics, health, money?
Yes.
Can we talk about money on the show?
Definitely. Yeah, it's everyday life, isn't it? You know, we live in a world where currency, money is what talks, is what speaks to us. So, it's an important factor that comes in. You know, I've got a friend who, she creates money management courses. Mm-hmm. She's a Christian. And the stories that she hears from people, oh no, I don't need to do a budget, oh no, I don't need to know about how to manage my money, because God will provide all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, you know? So we need to have that wisdom, that level of wisdom in terms of how to manage our finances.
Okay. Well, hey, listen, if you just joined us, you're listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. We're calling it Being Mindful 3.0. Well, I'm calling it Being Mindful 3.0.
Yeah, this is 1.0 for us.
Yes, 1.0 for us.
Okay, just being mindful then. Shall we just do that? Yes. So this is Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. Listen, do join the conversation. We're just having a general chat. It's an introduction show today, just to help us, I suppose, get to a point of deciding and recognizing and promoting the sorts of things we will be discussing, the sorts of issues. If there's a topic on your mind, perhaps there's something that you think you'd like to hear us cover over the course of the weeks that come. We've also got a number of guests that we will be bringing in on certain topics, and of course we'll give you the heads up well beforehand, so you can prepare, you know, your own questions for those particular topics, for those particular guests. But it may be that you have a suggestion, maybe there's something you think we should discuss, or we should cover, or we should cover some more. Mm-hmm. Rather than doing it as a 1 week, do it as a 2 or 3 week. Mm-hmm. By all means, you know, we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us via the usual methods. If you're using the app, just tap on the button that says contact the studio, punch in your comment, your question, and it'll come straight to us here. Of course, you can also contact us using the social media handle at PHBC London. And that'll take you to Twitter, Insta, whatever you want. And you can reach us from there. So what's on your mind?
Oh, wow. Okay, what's on my mind? So I'll say I've just been thinking, well, a lot of things. Let me first say, so that's a very dangerous question. But I don't want us to be here like till next year. So what's on my mind? So I've just been thinking about how, you know, navigating, living from different channels of yourself, if I should put it that way, just because, so I've had a very stressful week with school and, you know, life, doing life. And I realized that when I'm in order to function most of the time, I almost like function on the surface. Like I try not to be in touch with myself, just so that I can function like in school, and I can I'm Norma the student here, and so I'm not Norma XYZ there. So I just function as that person, and then I pull away from that, and then I come to church and I'm like, okay, I'm in Norma in church, I'm not in Norma XYZ. And I was just wondering, I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's healthy, but it's almost like I'm trying to run away from dealing with whatever is really at the bottom type of thing. So I'm living very externally without trying to be in touch with myself. And last night I was just thinking about that, and I was like, I really should find out what it is I'm running away from. There's a conversation I'm trying not to have with myself. And I was like, I really should pause, like we were talking about earlier, and find out what is that conversation I'm trying to avoid. And that's why I'm just surface level everywhere. So yeah, that's been on my mind.
You need to force yourself into a meeting.
Yeah. prompt. Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, and I get that. I think that sometimes, don't we all do that? We compartmentalize. And in some regards, it can be unhealthy, but in some regards, it's a coping strategy. It's a coping mechanism. It is through that we deal with, you know, the multiple plates that we're juggling. Yeah. Is we say, you know, I'm not going to focus on that. I'm going to focus on this. I'm just going to take this one thing at a time. Because I think sometimes, you know, we get into a situation where we've got so many things going on, got so many plates spinning, got so many narratives concurrently running in our minds. And often, some of them are what's the word?
Jamming.
Clashing. You are such a Nigerian. Oh, my days. Oh my goodness, you're such a... Some of them are jamming. They're jamming each other.
I'm sorry.
You couldn't help yourself.
I couldn't.
You're even wearing green. Some of them are jamming. It's such a... Lillian, it's a Nigerianism.
Okay.
They are jamming each other.
Okay.
Like a traffic jam. You know how jams squashed up. Oh my goodness. Folks listening to this radio station, I'm just, you know, hey, welcome to being mindful. This is it. So I was just thinking about, yeah, where they're clashing. Mm-hmm. Yes. So some of those narratives might be clashing. They might be at odds with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you, and the easiest way, I think, sometimes is to just say, you know, you sit there and I'm going to go deal with this now. But also it can be effective, isn't it, as a time management tool, as a time management strategy in saying, in just saying, you know what? I can only, I'm just going to deal with one thing at a time, mm-hmm. so I don't lose my mind. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do, we're going to listen to a piece of music now. And I think this is a fitting piece of music for what we've just been discussing. And perhaps those of you who are online, those of you who are listening on the radio right now, you're thinking, that's you. You know, you think, hey, that's me. I do that too. Right now, I need to have a meeting with myself. I need to pop something into the diary. This is a, it's an instrumental piece. You know me, I like my jazz. You know, and this is Sam Levine with Open the Eyes of My Heart. Listening to Being Mindful right here on PHBC Radio. Today is an intro topic. We are just discussing being mindful, really. And just before we had that music break, Noma was sharing about
my avoiding myself.
That's a very, very, very interesting way to put it. I'm avoiding myself. Think about people running from shadows and those sorts of things come to mind. But I think, you know, those who were people who were listening, people who were tuned into the show before we had that music break will understand. And I think sometimes we do that, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I don't want to confront certain truths about who I am or how I am or where I am. There's one of the phrases I love to say is that the worst lie a person can believe is the lie they tell themselves. And sometimes we don't want to confront, we don't want to tell ourselves the truth because, you know, the whole ignorance is bliss. But isn't it really weird and just humanity? We say ignorance is bliss, but you're the one with the truth and you're the one believing the lie. So how's this working? But sometimes it's just avoidance is also a coping mechanism, is it not? So at the moment where you are, when I said how are you, I think that was the question, really. Do you identify with this?
I totally identify with it, and being in the field of stress, working with stress, I totally understand where you're coming from. I've been down that road as well, where you've got so much going on, you're juggling. And instead of sort of facing the reality of what's happening, you are, just like you say, operating at surface level, and you're just doing as much as you can with the energy that you've got, and then moving on to the next thing without giving it a second thought. So it's there's different stages of stress, which I'm sure at some point we'll bring a topic about this. But, you know, most people are in that coping response stage, where they are trying to cope with, like you said, I you know, I'm at school, I'm at church, I'm at home, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And you're just functioning, but you're not living.
You know?
So it's good that you've brought this up. Hopefully you'll go home and have, like what Pastor said, an appointment with yourself. And sit down and really sort of focus, like, hold on a minute, I realise this, because that's, awareness is key. Once we've got the awareness, then we can do something about it. It's when we live in ignorance or denial, that's when we're in trouble.
And I love that word. I think, isn't that part of, which word? Sorry, awareness. You can't exactly whisper. There's a microphone right in front of your face. I like that. Which word? We don't want the people at home to know.
All right. Don't tell them.
So the word awareness, and I think, isn't that what part of what we're, what being mindful is about?
Exactly. Yes.
It's just, can we just stop and pause and be aware? Be aware, be aware. Being mindful is being aware, right?
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing you can be aware of, like Lillian has touched on, is yourself. That's the biggest thing, because once you are self-aware, it helps you in so many other areas of your life, in relationship, in work, in ministry. Like, it just helps, and it's really good to know yourself more than someone else does, because then, like you talked about the lie, you know, if you don't know what truth is for you, someone else can then place their own version of who you are on you, and you can't fight that off because you haven't taken that time to sit with yourself. So self-awareness is really key.
So what's on your mind, Lillian?
What's on my mind? My bed. Cozying up, watching, I said, as I said before we went live, Pastor's looking at me like, don't mention it.
I mean, who don't even
mention those programs.
Go on. You're probably not alone.
Okay, so who watches Emmerdale? I do.
Do you watch Emmerdale?
Emmerdale's not old. Don't. It's modern.
Did you just say modern?
And it's better than EastEnders.
I'm not going to argue that. I shan't. I said I wasn't going to argue, and then I had to cough. I don't know what that was about. but I mean, Emma did.
See, you must watch it. You must watch it because you know the tune.
Oh, goodness me. How did that just come into my head? Holy Spirit, help me get rid of it. Okay, you want to be in bed right now watching Emmerdale. God, Emmerdale. I cannot. And Emmerdale watchers, you know, I want to apologize to you right now, including you, Lillian. You know, I cannot envisage a version of my life that involves watching even one episode of Emmerdale. All the Emmerdale watchers are going in their phones and they're blocking my number right now.
Better
I'm sure.
Be careful.
Yeah. What about Emmerdale? Why?
It's what appeals to it. It's gentle in terms of soaps. It's gentle in terms of soaps. The storylines are really real to life, and they're great. They range from, you know, life happening to the eldest characters to the youngest characters, and in between as well. And it all takes place in a village. For those of you who don't know Emmerdale, it takes place in a country village. And there's always something going on, as there is in soaps. But it's not violent. Like, there are some soaps that I used to watch which were really quite violent and shouty and things like that. Mm. And I find that Emmerdale is not. Hmm. So that's why.
Well, I mean, it's set in the bush, isn't it?
It's in the country, sir.
In the country, that's for sure, same difference. It's okay. It's set in the sticks, right? You know.
Yes, in the dales.
In the dales. So of course, you know, what's life in the dales? A bit of breeze, a bit of sheep. You know, you go out, the bus comes twice a day. You know, I mean, of course it's going to be gentle. EastEnders, you know, it's set like
East London.
You know, so it's all a bit rough and gruff.
Yes.
And a bit of this, a bit of that. You know what I mean? So, understandable, really. Why are we talking about soaps? All I wanted to know was what's on your mind.
Well, it's the Be Mindful show. I'm sure there are those listening who watch soaps. So I'd like to know what soaps they watch. Mm. I want to know. I'm not alone. I'm sure I'm not alone. Who watches soaps, and what soaps do you watch?
And what if they? What if nobody watches soaps?
No, there will be. There'll be someone, I'm
All
sure.
Right. All right. So the only thing on your mind right now is your bed and soaps, including Emmerdale, right?
No, that's not the... That's not the only thing. You see, oh my goodness, he's making me laugh so much. Sorry, listeners. So there is something else that I do watch, and I want to know if the listeners watch this too.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think so. I hope so.
Pastors must be going to take me for deliverance or something when I mention this.
Go on.
Real Housewives.
Of
Cheshire.
Glory to Jesus.
Well, to be fair, okay, I don't watch that version, but yeah, Real Housewives.
You watched the Atlanta one?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that one's rough.
Yeah, too rough.
They're crazy, those ones.
Yeah.
No, I can't watch that one. Pastor's looking at us like he's never heard of it, but I don't believe
No. I know that they exist. I've seen the things. You see it, you know, you're channel surfing and you see it there.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, I haven't even watched 2 minutes of any version of Real Housewives. Atlanta, Atlantis, New York, Miami, Florida, whatever
I think there's actually something for me insightful about those reality TV things. I think it's observing people,
exactly.
You know, and just the human condition, and just seeing how, so you see things like people being jealous, you see jealousy, you see competition, you see insecurity, you see, you know, what friendship dynamics are. And, you know, for me, there's just something very, I just enjoy reality TV. I feel like, because I'm a people watcher by nature, like I just like reading people and watching people. So I think that's, you know, that's what I get out of it.
Perfect. I'm the same as well as
Neoma. I get that. I do get that. I mean, I do get that. yeah, I get it. You know? But they're not the sorts of
people you want to watch.
I cannot identify.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the thing. I can't identify reality TV.
No, it's not. It's not that I identify with them. No, but like what Niyoma was saying, I think it's the psychology of what's behind, what causes someone to react in a certain way or do a certain thing or show up in a certain way.
Mm.
And for me, it's just, it's really interesting.
Mm.
I like that type of thing, you know. And just seeing the outcomes of certain behaviors.
Yeah.
In friendship circles or even family dynamics as well. What the consequences can be, positive and negative.
So how would that be different to another show that I know of, I think everybody knows of, but I have never watched even 5 minutes of? How is that different to Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
I knew that's where you were going to. I was like, he's going to mention. Okay, so
I'm rolling my eyes from side to side.
I mean, I hate to admit, I used to like really be into Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And then after a while, I was like, no, I have some sense. And then I had some sense and I stopped. But again, it's the same thing. It's just, for me, it's just realizing that, you know, black, white, old, young, we're all the same. We all have the same,
we all have issues,
yes, you know. And there's actually really nothing, there's no perfect person, there's no perfect situation, there's no perfect family, there's no perfect marriage. We're all just, by the grace of God, just trying to figure it out, you know. And so for me, that's what I think, that's just what I get out of those kind of things. I don't know if it's a weird thing to say, but it's almost very reassuring, you know, like, okay, you know, we're basically all the same. And those of us who have faith in God, you know, we do life with him. And those who don't, you know, do life however they choose to do life, but we really are all the same. So yeah.
And I think in some regards, you're seeing through these shows, we're not alone. We're not alone in those experiences. We're not alone in those feelings. Do you know what, I'm gonna play some more music now. Yeah, let's do that. Let's just go for a quick music break. The last second piece of music for the show. I think, again, maybe this, I don't know, this title, you know, the song is called Wonder, because I'm like, wow. <You know? laughs> Although obviously the subject of the song is, the object of the song is our object is Jesus. And it's by a guy called Marizu. It's a great guy, more younger, sort of Afro gospel, emerging over the last couple of years. But this track is called Wonder by Marizu.
Walking on the road, I've seen a lot of faces, and all that I see is you. Your glory in everything you created, nobody compares to you. Him and her, me and you, he made us wonderful. Wonderfully crafted, perfect in him, cause he lives in me. I'm shining bright, cause I'm God kind and I carry Christ. Darkness cannot withstand the light, when I step in it flees out of sight. That's why I'm a wonder, cause Christ is my maker. Yes, he lives inside. That's why I'm a wonder, cause Christ is my maker. Yes, he lives inside. Against me in this world or the next that can never prosper. There is no weapon, I say there is no weapon from against me in this world or the next that can never prosper. That's why everything's sweet, everything nice, it's so nice. Just look at me, everything version nice. Nothing can stand against me, nah. That's why I'm a wonder, cause Christ is my maker. Yes, he lives inside. That's why I'm a wonder,
burnt from the gas, from the gas. Oh no, see me, I'm burning like a recreation. Saving souls from every nation. I'm elevating, elevating. Yeah, yeah, yeah. One time, let's go.
Welcome back. You are listening to Being Mindful on PHBC Radio, where we explore issues surrounding our quality of life and our well-being as Christians. Issues including mental and emotional well-being, finances, family, relationships, career, and so much more. Today we've been talking, just as an intro show, bringing back the show to the radio, we've been talking about avoiding self, self-avoidance. Norma was talking about self-avoidance and how, you know, and I think we all do that at some point or another, sometimes for healthy reasons, sometimes for not so healthy reasons, you know. But I think, you know, Norma was talking about how she needs to make an appointment with herself. And the conversation was going really well at that point. And then Lillian started talking about Emmerdale and Housewives of Georgia or some Housewives of something.
Cheshire.
Where? Cheshire. Housewives
of Cheshire. Yeah, that's North England.
Yes. Well, thank you. I mean, you have something about the countryside, clearly.
Oh, I love the countryside.
Really?
Love it. Yeah.
Ever lived outside of London?
I haven't. No, not yet. But planning to.
Okay.
At some point.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Big house in Buckinghamshire somewhere.
Maybe not Buckinghamshire, but yeah, the big house, yeah, in the countryside.
Okay. So, Real Housewives of Cheshire. And we were talking about how reality TV, it's sort of a, I suppose it's a microcosm, isn't it, of real life? It is real life.
Yeah.
They just give us a window.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that crossed my mind as we were having those conversations is, is it not easy to get sucked into that life and dream of it, want it? I mean, the only reason you want to live in the countryside probably is because you watch Emmerdale and Real Housewives of Cheshire. So if you were watching Real Housewives of Upton Park, for example, and EastEnders, there's a good chance you'd be perfectly happy to live in Whitechapel.
Not at all. No. My dream of living in the countryside is totally unrelated to watching Emmerdale and Real Housewives of Cheshire. The reason why I like an interest in watching the reality, well, let's talk about the reality shows. You know, let me put it this way. If you have a mindset that, yes, that's what I want, it's easy to be drawn into those people's lifestyles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be quite dangerous because if you're focused on, yes, that's how life is, then you miss out on life as your own personal experience. You end up trying to live life as perceived through someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But when I watch reality shows, I watch them and I think, okay, that's interesting, because I'm watching it as an observer, not as a, oh, I want that, oh, I want that, oh, I want that. No, I've been there, done that years and years ago. But I would look at situations and I'd think, okay, as a Christian, if I was involved in that, how would I handle it? you know? Or what would be a more appeasable way of handling a certain situation, say like a conflict, for example? Or I think, well, why? What's causing them to, for example, keep drinking, knowing that when they drink, they're going to end up arguing with, mm-hmm. with people in the room, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So those are the types of questions that pop into my mind. And yeah, so it's simply as an observer, not as a, oh no, I want to live that lifestyle, or I want what they have. No, but I know some people who do. Some people do that, and then they show up on social media and tag the reality stars in and, you know, make out like they're living that lifestyle according to their favorite reality show, idol. You know, they become idols, which we know having an idol is not a good thing, especially for those of us as Christians. So it's having that mindset when you're watching these reality shows, and even soaps as well, that they are just what they are, just keeping them in their entity as it's someone else's lifestyle, and it's someone else's, when it comes to the soaps, someone else's drama, someone else's thought process of drama. They've written down on paper, and they've created these characters to come to life to relay a story.
But is this... You see, I always wonder when we talk about these sorts of reality shows, you know, I always wonder what sort of, how real it is. We call it reality TV. Is it real? I mean, they can see. I mean, do you remember Big Brother?
Yeah.
Right? Big Brother wasn't the first. I think back in the 90s, we had something called Real World on MTV. It was in the early to mid 90s. It was out there called The Real World. And it was that's what Big Brother was born out of, that. And initially people thought, oh, this is silly. They're acting because they know the cameras are there. But after a while, it falls into the background. It becomes wallpaper. But the thing about the people who went to places like The Real World, they just did it. It was a social experiment. They weren't trying to be on TV. They weren't trying to be famous. You know, they went through this audition and interview type selection type process, and then they got selected for the show. By the time we get to Big Brother 1, 2, 3, Big Brother 99, I don't know how many, you know, versions of Big Brother, the thing started spawning like a virus across the world. Yeah. By the time we got there, we have people who are fundamentally seeking their 15 minutes of fame.
True.
They've got an agenda. Mm-hmm. They've got a persona that they bring into that space. Mm-hmm. And so you look at the Real Housewives of Cheshire, and I say I genuinely have not watched 2 minutes, 30 seconds of an episode, but I have seen the trailers for Real Housewives of something, New York, some American city, right, or state, whatever. I've seen a trailer for it. And I'm looking at these people and I'm like, you seem like you've got a lot of money. These are people probably driving around in Mercedes-Benz cars and Rolls-Royces and Ferraris and who jet off to Dubai on holiday. And so my question is, are they real housewives? You know, what are we, you know, it's like the wags, you know, oh, these are the, you know, it's just an ordinary wife. I'm sorry, with all due respect, you know, you're married to whoever, you know, you're not an ordinary wife. When your husband is earning 90,000 a week playing football, you are not an ordinary wife. You don't shop in Asda. You know, you have bodyguards. You know, you're no longer. And so that's my question, is it real?
I think it actually, so there are parts of it that are scripted, definitely. And that's the point that Lillian was making in terms of being careful not to be like sucked into it, because a lot of that is scripted. But they're also, I think they are also parts that are really real. Like, I remember one of the Real Housewives of one of, I think it was Atlanta or something, the reason why she got into it was because her husband wouldn't let her work, and she was being you know, everything about her was like being micromanaged by her husband, and she wanted some sort of independence. And so she went into the thing, and then she became this big star. And eventually she divorced, you know, because it was like, now I'm making my own money. I don't need, you know. So, you know, those, I do think that there are real aspects to it. And I think that's the part that we can all, with wisdom, obviously, learn from, type of thing.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
So, Pastor Deji, we've gone round the table. You're the one that's left. Could you tell us what's on your mind?
Yes.
What's on my mind? I'm really enjoying the British weather.
Okay.
Yeah, that just changed both of your faces. And for those of you listening, this is the Being Mindful show where we discuss various issues, right? And just then I said, I'm enjoying the British weather. And if you were here, you would have seen my co-presenters, both of their faces were like, and you think we're weird. So I am enjoying the weather right now. It's not yet ideal. It's almost ideal for me. Almost. I don't like hot weather. I do not. Last summer was just punishment.
Yeah.
It was absolute. I mean, 40 degrees. 40. This isn't Dubai. We're not lizards. Yeah. We don't need 40 degrees. Okay. You know, I'm amazed many more people did. People didn't keep dying of heat stroke. For me, that's just wrong. That's just something wrong for a human being to be walking around the streets in 40 degree weather when they can help it, you know. So for me, my prayer around that time was, Father, save us. Lord, say, Hosanna. Lord, come. You are the one we're waiting for. Save us. That was my cry. And many people who know me know I don't like, I much prefer winter to summer. I do. Well, there's a lot. There's, for me, it's logical. In winter, there are things you can do to keep warm. You can put on another layer, put on some gloves, pop on those socks, you know, get under the duvet, put on a jumper. You know, you could jump on the spot if you need to, you know, and all of those things without, there's no energy, there's no electricity involved. You don't, you know, let alone if you light a fire, sit by the radiator, you know, other things that you can do. Have a cup of tea or coffee or, you know, hot water, lemon and ginger, whatever your hot drink of choice is. So there are things that we can do to keep warm. In 40 degree heat, what can you do to keep cold?
You can have ice baths. You can drink
ice.
You can have ice lollies. You can have ice cream. You can jump in
the ice
cold
cream
shower.
You will unwrap the ice cream.
You can do
even before you've unwrapped the ice cream. It's melting on your fingers. Even before it's turned to juice.
But listen, we have people in parts of the world that are living in 40 degrees plus.
Even, yeah, Dubai and all this kind of
Egypt.
Places.
I went to Egypt. I remember when I went to Egypt. Okay, the first time when we got there, yeah, it was horrible. it was not nice. And I wondered, I thought, how can these people sit out in the market the whole day?
Not just that. Do you know what? There are people in Egypt that will walk around in suits.
It's mad. It's crazy. When you get out there, It's the height of the day, and they're out there in the market, you know, selling their wares.
With multiple layers in some cases, yeah.
But your body learns to adapt. Your body does learn to adapt.
Well, I suppose it's like Ukraine. You know, I remember my first trip out to Ukraine. I think that year it was maybe minus 21.
Oh, my goodness. You see that? I couldn't cope with it.
But no, hold on. You just said.
I don't like the cold.
Listeners, bear me witness. You just said, Lillian, your body learns to adapt.
I know. That's the heat. That's the heat. Not to cold. Cold, okay.
So it was about minus 21. And I said, I like the cold, but this was,
cold.
It was cold. You know, I'm going to say it was cold. But by the time I'd gone out there the second time, there was points I didn't need my hat because even in the minus 21, I'm sweating under that hat. Did you know? Yeah. I mean, places like Ukraine, you know, it's, in the streets, it's really cold, but you'd get on the train and it's like walking into an oven. They don't mess around with their heat at all. In the homes, in the hotels, in the restaurants, they do not mess around with their heat. You will cook. Well, when it's minus 21 outside, it really needs to be hot indoors. So I understand what you're saying. But right now, what's on my mind is I'm really enjoying the weather. Spring is my favorite time of the year, you know, because you see change, you see growth, you see, you know, we've had that clock change. We're in summertime now. And, you know, the days, the daylight hours are a little bit longer. And, you know, there's a little bit more confidence in the streets. You see the atmosphere changes, you know, the atmosphere. And it's just, I'm really enjoying this season, not just meteorologically, not just in terms of the weather, but also even as a person who I am. And maybe it's related to the season, the actual chronological season, but I'm seeing the freshness of God. I'm seeing the newness of God. I'm seeing more and more just God just showing off, you know? I'm seeing God showing off. And it's just, I am so encouraged. I am exceptionally encouraged right now. There are still challenges, you know, there are still challenges. And hey, if you're listening and you're the person that God said to come give me £2.5 million, you know, just get in touch with me. I'll text you my bank details. We'll work out a plan. Okay. You know, but there are still challenges. There are, but I'm in such a good place, such a good space. The Lord is here. The Lord is showing himself. He's doing that new thing and he's manifesting. And I'm seeing it. Yes, I'm seeing it in my life. I'm seeing it in my family, but I'm seeing it in the lives of people around me, church family, and even beyond that. There's a lot of positivity and that once I'm in that frame of mind, there is no mountain too high. There is no valley too dark. I'm like, let's go, you know? So fundamentally, that's where I am. That's where I, that's what's going on for me.
That's so beautiful. I mean, I mean, for me also, spring is very symbolic, isn't it? Just in terms of just new beginnings and, you know, change and growth. So yeah, I do get that in terms of what it symbolizes, even on a deeper personal level.
And I think, you know, particularly as we're approaching Easter, you know, 4 days time, Good Friday, you know, and this year we made the decision as church that, you know, we're not going to we're still having a Good Friday service, 10:30, but we're cutting that down in terms of time, and then we're gonna host the food bank. And even if it's one, even if it's two, even if it's five people that come, not the usual 15, 18, 20, you know, even if it's five people that come to the food bank on that day, it's still a success. Even if it's one, it's still a success, you know, and it's about, there's nothing wrong with celebrating. There's nothing wrong with commemorating and remembering and taking time to just stop and pause and honor the, you know, the price that Jesus paid in our lives. But there are people who don't have that choice, who don't, you know, food insecurity is a major thing for them. And yes, they'd love the luxury of choice of being able to say, oh, wow, you know, let me go praise Jesus. But when you haven't eaten a proper, you know, over the last 5 days, you've eaten three meals. It can be really difficult to say, let me go praise Jesus, you know. So I'm very, very, very pleased about that, in recognizing, you know, where we are as church and what people are choosing to do and where we're going. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yes.
What a great day. Listen, if you're on the show, you're listening right now to Being Mindful, we've come to the end of the show. We've got one more quick track to play. As we bring the show to a close for this week, for this session. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for your comments and contributions. And we're going to really focus on those next week. thank you for your comments and contributions. And next week we'll be back. We hope that you will join us next week, Monday,
7 p.m. UK time.
Yes, that's from, that's a very good point. 7 p.m. UK time.
Yes,
because we do have a number of international listeners. And yeah, thank you for those of you who are listening from abroad. Thank you. Now, this song that we're going to just play to close off, it's the Easter season. And this is a song that's a little bit of, I'm going to say it's a little bit of a favorite of mine right now. And we've kind of been going through it at Pollard's Hill Baptist Church in London. In PHBC, and this is Phil Wickham with Hymn of Heaven.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more, standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears.
That's all we have time for. Thank you for joining us on today's edition of Being Mindful. You've been listening to us here on PHBC Radio. Do join us again same time next week, where we will be bringing you an insightful topic of discussion. My name is Deji.
My name is Lillian.
My name.
Oh my goodness. Isn't this great? Should we do that bit again? Thank you for joining us on the show. In fact, let's do it round this way. My name is Deji.
My name is Neoma.
My name is Lillian. And be mindful of yourself and of each other.
And God bless you.
God bless you.